For the past 5 weeks, our second reading has been taken from the letter of St. James. St. James's letter falls into the category of wisdom literature. We have the historical writings, we have the prophetic writings, we have the Gospels, then we have wisdom literature. I say this because it's not necessarily a doctrinal work. There's not a lot of new information about God in it, but yet it's very practical. How do we live our life day in and day out? And one of the themes that James picks up in his letter is faith and how faith informs how we live our life today. So I'd like to take a look at that today. So faith, St. James says, allows us to really understand the Bible, to really understand the scriptures. There's a funny story ascribed to the comedian W.C. Fields. He was not known to be a religious man, but as his death was approaching, he began to read the Bible. One of his friends thought this was curious, that a man who's never read the Bible before starts reading, and he says, "What's up with you reading the Bible? I didn't know you were a believer." He says, "I'm not. I'm looking for loopholes." So in my life, before I had my conversion or reversion back to the faith, I'd read the Bible from time to time, but it was like, whatever, you know. Or I went to the Bible as like sort of like, you know, a horoscope, like, tell me what I should do. You know, and I never really took the time to really understand deeply what it is the scriptures are saying to me. I kind of see now it's maybe like St. Paul, right? He was Saul, and he had the scales in front of his eyes, and finally they fall, and he can see what God wants to reveal to him. And I think that's definitely what happened in my life. When I've come to the scriptures through the eyes of faith, they have a lot to tell me. God really wants to reveal himself to me through the scriptures, but it has to be from a position of faith. Building on this, faith gives us wisdom. Wisdom to know what is good and how to achieve it. We live in the information age. With a swipe of a finger, we can have any factoid we want in the palm of our hands. Now, information is not wisdom. Information is good. It's a building block that helps us eventually to obtain wisdom. But from a faith point of view, God knows what is truly good for us. God made us. He knows what it is we need to do. And again, I go back to my non-faith days and I think about it and I thought, well, I know what I had lived my life and no one's going to tell me what to do. And that worked for about 4 years. Then they came crashing down upon me. And then when I came back to the faith, God revealed to me, this is what's truly good. And this is the path that I want you to take to get there. Now, do I walk that path perfectly? Of course not. But at least I know there's a goal. At least I know that there's a way to get there. Next, St. James says, faith endures suffering and trials. During our formation, we have to spend a summer doing CPE, which stands for Clinical Pastoral Education. We spend a summer as a hospital chaplain, and we have to go and visit all the patients. So not just Catholics, but we visited non-Catholic Christians and Jewish people and Muslim people and even atheists. And it was a really eye-opening experience for me to have to deal with people of no faith whatsoever. As people of no faith, they don't believe that there's a God, a loving God, to assist them in their suffering and trials. As a result, their suffering and their trials were meaningless, if not even seen as a punishment. They didn't believe in the afterlife. So especially those who were facing death, they were terrified. What happens, right? If you only believe this is the only life you have, when that hourglass runs out, there's absolutely nothing left. There was no transcendent love in their lives. There was no hope for a greater redemption. And I experienced despair in them. Some of the people is very dark. It's very scary. And I was trying to figure out, how do you minister to this person? If there's no sort of language, if there's no sort of faith that we can share with one another, what do you do? Sure, you can hold their hand as a human level, but I thought to myself, there's nothing here that I can do because of the lack of faith. Further, faith helps us to resist evil. Our society does not like to talk about evil, especially in the realm of morals. But if we don't acknowledge evil, can we acknowledge good? And I say that because from a philosophical or theological point of view, evil doesn't exist in and of itself. You have to start with something that's good and then take something away from it. So one of the most famous examples of a physical evil, St. Thomas Aquinas talks about a three-legged dog. Dogs are supposed to have four legs. If it had three legs, there's something evil there. Now, the dog's not evil, but something is missing in the physical level. In the moral level, we know, thou shalt not kill, right? So when someone gets killed, we say, hey, wait a second. Something that's here, life, is missing. That's evil. So if we want to deny that there's evil, then we'll struggle with saying that there is good. And if you look at the rest of our life, we're always striving to do the good, right? We want to have good relationships with our spouses, with our children, with our family, with our friends. We want to do a good day's work at the office. If we have a hobby, we want to play whatever sport it is well, or sailing, or whatever it is that we do. We have this good. So our faith teaches us that there are absolute goods that we strive for: union with God and neighbor. And anything that gets in the way of that is seen to be as evil, pushing us away from God. Finally, faith separates us from becoming too worldly. Now, the world is good. It is a gift from God. After God creates it, he says it is good. However, the good of this world is not our final good or ultimate good. It is something that helps us to get there. So yes, we are called to be good stewards of the world. God gave us a gift. Like any gift, we're supposed to take care of it. Yes, we can enjoy the goods of this world if we use them properly. And yes, we should stay informed of what's going on in our world to build up the kingdom of God here as we wait for the ultimate kingdom. So we must not allow the goods of this world, however, to become idols. Now, an idol is anything that pushes us away or tries to separate us from God. So we have to understand that the world is a wonderful blessing from God, but through the eyes of faith, it's not all there is. There's a greater good waiting for us. So we can see James's letter is not a doctrinal work, but more of a wisdom literature, a how-to. How do we live our faith lives out, and what does that look like for us? The letter of James is only 5 chapters. It's 108 sentences, so you can read it in about 15 minutes. You're going to want to take a little more time and kind of really chew over it and kind of go through it. So I'm giving you all a homework assignment. So sometime this week, I want you all to open up your Bibles. If you don't have one, go to Amazon.com and buy it. Get a Catholic one. If you don't know what that means, talk to me after Mass. Protestants removed a bunch of books. We love our Protestant brothers and sisters, okay? Or go online, Google, letter of James. It'll pop right up. So I want you all to take some time this week to sit down with this letter and read it and see what is it that God is trying to reveal to you to help you in the right here and right now as you live out your faith life. If that's not enough, there is a quiz next week.